Welcome to Fag Nation episode number 3. I'm Jake.
I'm Alan.
Fag Nation covers some of the top stories from the web as seen through the eyes of your two fags.
I love being, but fags with two G's.
Right, of course.
That's politically correct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
welcome.
Yeah, welcome. So we're going to start with our shots.
What is this?
We have a fuck yeah. Or so
it smells like Jell-O, but not
It smells
Jell-O-fied.
Interesting. Well, let's take it first.
Oh.
Here, cheers.
Oh, it smells like
Excuse me. Wow, that was a big ass shot. Oh, that's pretty good.
I've had bigger.
I'm sure you have.
It's delicious.
So, it's half cran, half Red Bull, and then a shot that's half blueberry vodka and half peach schnapps.
You can read that still?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Not too drunk yet.
Real cute.
So good stuff.
Real lovely.
Good stuff.
What are we drinking today?
We're both drinking the same thing today.
Ooh.
The s'mores. Sounds amazing. Vanilla vodka. So two parts vanilla vodka, one part chocolate vodka, and Coke.
Cocaine?
Yeah.
No. I'm doing a bump.
That's good. It's a little watered down on top because it's sitting here for...
Oh, no, it's real cute.
But it's good. Delicious.
Anyway, I'm really glad to be here this week.
Me too.
I've really been, like, we missed, what, 2 weeks or so?
It's been a while. Well, they don't know that. But yeah, we
They do kind of know that.
Yeah, it was, you know, we're growing, it's evolving. So we just had Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, you had a good Christmas.
It was my first year of nothing but gift cards. I didn't get any, like,
that's kind of good. You reach a point in your adulthood where that's all you fucking want. Like, I don't want people to buy me gifts. Like, I don't need you to go spend, like, certainly not clothes, you know?
I don't know. Well, if you're going to give me a gift card, at least spend more than $15 on it, Uncle Wayne.
Give me at least $25.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Anyway, so we're going to do, the plan was to do Decade in Review.
I just knocked my contact lens out of the way.
Uh-oh.
It was, like, over.
Are you okay?
You looked handsome for a moment.
Thanks. Just for a moment. Not even more.
Oh, now it's back. I'm just kidding. No, I'm farsighted, so you always look cute.
Oh, So, Decade in Review, we're going to just be covering some of the... interesting stories, not everything necessarily, like, but some of the interesting stuff that happened over the last 10 years, and
yeah. 10 flipping years,
craziness, huh?
Just personally, from my perspective, in 10 years ago, I graduated from college. I have graduated from college,
yeah,
high school as well. 10 years ago, 2000, graduated from high school, and what else have I done? I voted in the first election.
Yeah, you came out.
I came out of the closet. Yeah. Yeah,
me too. Actually, I was exactly 10 years ago.
2000.
Uh-huh.
Really?
2000, like, right now, 10 years ago, I was going through some shit, like, but that's, anyway. Yeah.
His closet door was open,
it
and he was in dragon
no,
style.
No,
his family was like, oh, hey girl, come out, come on.
Exactly.
No, don't put makeup on.
Okay, just kidding. But, yeah, I remember I moved to Long Beach in that summer of 2000. Remember the whole, right? The whole elections that summer?
Yeah. My first election.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite my first election, but crazy.
Wait, when was your first election?
Let's
do the math. What's the math?
A few years before. whatever, I'm not that much older. No, I'm like 4 or 5 years old, because I graduated college.
You voted for Nixon.
Whatever.
This bitch.
So.
And Dukakis, I remember Dukakis. Even in the 80s, I was still into it. Whatever.
So, the recount, that was kind of crazy. Like, just...
Oh,
okay.
No,
so, before you are funny about it, because
I'm not
sure
to be funny about it.
Whatever. So my only thing about
very
it was,
serious
like,
subject.
I have to say, I have an issue, still today, and I can't believe we're 10 years later and this still hasn't been resolved, the issue of the Electoral College.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the recount. So, no, we've had like 3 presidents since the recount. No,
it
was gone.
No, clearly. No, the fact that, not 3 presidents, but elections. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, technical Nancy. Oh, technical Teddy.
How ridiculous is it in this day and age where we can all be online in our fucking phones in our pocket, and yet, and we can just vote from that, right? Like, why do we need to have this Electoral College that votes for us that doesn't even go with the popular vote?
Oh, Jesus.
Vote?
This guy.
No, I'm not.
American Idol. He's like, I should be able to go to AT&T and text to vote
I should.
Who do you like best? John McCain or?
You should be able to. I should be able to fucking text my vote in.
Whatever the other one
anyway,
was.
But no, but the point is that it's ridiculous that Bush won, nothing against Bush, that's irrelevant. The fact that someone won without the popular vote, that's my issue.
It's not all about popularity. And it's not all about...
It should be with the president. Anyway.
Somebody was on her, Miss Princess Toadstool over here. up on her full
show. A little of my soapbox, but
no,
hey.
Totally. And I remember because I mean, same perspective. I was in I was working at a school back in 2001 or something. It was right around that whole thing. And I would listen to Rush Limbaugh.
Really?
To find out the news. I'm like, oh my god, I want to know who won.
You were a totally Republican, huh?
I was a moderate Republican. No, I wasn't moderate. I was a hardcore, hard-on Republican.
Well, how else are you supposed to hide your homosexuality?
That's true.
You hide behind Republicanism.
Exactly.
Oh, he's a Republican, he's a Christian, he's not gay.
Exactly.
No, I mean, that works. Exactly. What's your excuse?
For...
Whatever. So that was 2000.
Yeah
so since then, I've graduated from high school. You've
graduated from college.
I've been an adult for 10 years. I had my first full-time job in 2008. Lovely.
Wow.
Or, yeah.
Ugh, time flies.
Whatever. I have benefits now. Call me.
Let me get you benefits. So, in 2001 was a big year for the iPod. Why is that funny?
Only because
I'm going to geek out.
No, you're going to geek out, yes. But I'm just... Yeah. 2001. I probably still have the same iPod from 2001.
You do? Do you have
it's
it?
Not an iPod. It's a it's a reverted iPhone that's made to look vintage. So I've got this like, oh, my mom's calling. Hold on. Mom? Hey, girl.
What's crazy is I had the one before this. This is like old school, but like my first one was even
it still works.
That's awesome.
No, and look how
clean.
Look how clean I keep my stuff. Look at this.
Do you use it?
Huh? I do. Well, no.
Sometimes.
Shut the fuck up.
So, no, okay, we just have to say, like, how amazing, look how far, in 2001, you know, 9 years, could you imagine the world without the iPod?
No, I would be walking around my boombox that I got in, like, 2001.
Right?
No, I got the nifty one, the really fancy one, where you put the thing in the top, and then you put it down, and then you take the speakers off, and you set them over here,
nice.
And they're on cords.
Totally, I had those.
I know, exactly, but...
Oh, that was way before, that was, like, gee,
and then you and your Case Logic. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Yeah. Okay, I just have to say, like, a different world. Before iPods, like, how quickly the times changed? Because, okay, in college, I was in some music groups that traveled, like, we did tours throughout the summer. And, like, for 2 months, we'd be in a van the whole time. So you take your little, or your MP3 player, your CD player, I know, right? And your fucking Case Logic that held, whatever, your whole music collection of, like, 200 CDs. And, like, that was the thing, like, to have all your CDs and, like, have to go through, like, when you flip through the pages and
seriously.
See, you know, I think I still have it.
I was never that fancy, though.
How crazy that, like, literally two years later.
My very first CD, wait, did I get that in this year? No, I got probably got 98. When did CDs come out?
Oh, God, my first CD was Paul Abdul.
At least mine was
Homo
by Nirvana, you fag.
What was that? I want to say 90.
But I did buy Immaculate Collection. Was like my first one I had purchased myself. It is true. It is so good. Oh, was that Papa Don't Preach? Is that on there?
Maybe.
Anyway, either way, I love that one. So.
Anyway, iPod.
No, it's
revolutionary.
In the past 10 years. Only in the past 10 years.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
and was the beginning of the Apple Revolution that's ongoing and continues to go on. Looking forward. Yeah, I love it.
Skeet, skeet, girl.
Love it, love skeet. It.
Whatever, I'm over that.
Tablet 2010 is coming.
Who else was in 2001?
Harry Potter.
Wait, hold on.
I watched the Half-Blood Prince this weekend.
Yeah?
It was good. You know, I don't know. I'm not a huge Harry Potter fan. Like, I enjoy the movies, but I've never been, like, a crazy fan.
I haven't either, but, I mean, I've read all the books.
Have you? Maybe that
yeah.
helps.
And I love it enough that people buy me wands. Dumbledore's wand. For Christmas.
Someone bought you a wand. That's a sign that you're a pretty big fan, I think.
No, it's not. Wait, hold on.
Why would you buy a wand? God, you bought the wand.
Of course I did. I keep this in the car. I mean, you just never
know.
You, instead of flipping people off, I go, ridiculous! And then I give them a thumbs down.
Nice.
It's real cute.
No, it is cute.
Well, either way. But Harry Potter was 2001.
Where's this been? I don't want to know.
What's this side?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That would hurt, I would think.
A baby dick?
No, because it's pointy.
No, whatever.
Anyway.
You're over it. I'm done with you.
So Harry Potter, that was kind of a crazy... it's done.
No, it's
show's
done. It's not done until I start putting this in my mouth and then...
Right. Oh, God. So we've talked about Twilight and, like, that whole shit. Oh,
what, like, fads in 2000?
Yeah, like, just,
yeah.
You know, the trends.
I love Twilight. No, because... Oh, my God, because... Yeah, exactly. What's the next big trend? Obviously, in 2001, we have Harry Potter, and then we have all these, like...
things that come around. Harry Potter, we've got wizards.
Wizards.
And then we've got vampires.
Exactly. Werewolves.
Hobbits.
And what?
Hobbits.
Oh, Hobbits.
Truth.
Right.
Lord of the Rings, like right, all
right,
of
right.
those things.
Although I didn't watch any of those, but yeah.
Why for real?
Yeah, we already had this discussion.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Was that drunk?
Episode one, I think. Anyway. Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. Harry Potter. Interesting. It's crazy to watch this episode, or this episode, this most recent movie, and then like go back and watch the first one and realize that was that many.
Sorry.
And how much they've grown. Like,
here.
Hermione has tits and all.
Hermione?
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 I don't know.
Hermione. Whatever.
You're a mess.
Anyway,
I'm a mess.
Whatever.
So,
but I love all things Twilight. I love all things vampire. I love all those things. It makes me want to come.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the other big thing, revolution, besides that.
You know what's so great about... True Blood. I mean, do you watch that?
I love True Blood. Watch True Blood.
No,
I've been watching it. HBO.
No, but True Blood is like the gay man's struggle. I mean, because it really feels like...
Oh my God, there's so many parallels.
Okay, yeah, exactly. So many parallels. One, but two, instead of having like... I mean, obviously the sign that you've had sex with the vampire is that you have these two holes in your,
right.
in your neck. The sign that you've had sex with the gay man is that you just have a bigger hole for like 5 minutes. Right? No?
It's true.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Oh, sure you don't.
What?
Next
time. Okay, so as I was saying, the other big revolution, media-wise, of this decade was reality TV.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The first real reality show was The Real World back in fucking 94 or whatever. Like, I remember...
They're going back to New Orleans, BTW.
Are they?
Yeah.
New York was the first.
I know, but they're going back. New Orleans was my favorite one.
Oh, with Danny?
Oh, are you kidding? There's naked pictures of him, by the way.
He's hot.
There are. Anyway.
But no, the whole reality TV revolution, like, forgetting World, but whatever. So it really started with Survivor in 2000, and has gone through Survivor, BB, and Big Brother, that is, not very cracking. although I like, well, no. I do. I can do that.
I have a spell for that.
I have a boyfriend, so I can do that. And... What's the other fucking reality show I'm thinking of? Oh, well, all of them, that matter. Like, as much as I'm a huge reality TV fan, hush! I'm a huge reality TV fan.
You're a huge peanut fan?
No, we're still not hearing the joke.
I didn't hear it either. I didn't hear any of that.
So I'm a huge reality TV fan, but my beef with them is that it's like they're too scripted. Like the ones on
are they scripted? No, they're the Hills. I watched that was my bit.
Oh, I missed that.
Damn it.
Whatever. He's more into pork. He's like pig,
right.
Ham. Whatever. No, I watch reality TV all the time. I mean, obviously The Hills is kind of dying
down.
Like
crappy. Like, do you watch MTV reality shit?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always hoping that there's going to be a homosexual on there that I can masturbate to.
Right. Like, Boy Meets Boy, did you ever watch that one?
Oh, I hated that.
Yeah. Too set up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
True. So, the ultimate, though, reality TV show, well, I guess Survivor probably wins the award for being the reality TV show of
how
the decade.
How do you know? How is that possible?
Because it was, it's the one that started the whole thing, right? And it's starting its 20th season next... In like 2 months, which is huge.
That doesn't mean bullshit. It means that people in the Midwest love you, do, but...
I'm just saying, I think that out of all of the reality TV shows, Survivor is probably the most successful and the most watched.
That show where they go around the world?
Amazing Race? That's huge, too. That probably won more Emmys, but...
How huge is it?
It's huge.
No, I want to know, like, inches.
16.
Oh. That's pretty big.
That's pretty, right?
That's not bad.
But American Idol was, I think, probably in that top five list... Right?
Mm-hmm.
Started in 2002 with, I have to say, the best... I like
Idol. Oh my God, he's about to bag out here. What?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You're an Idol fan, right? You watch?
Yeah.
Okay, so what would be your favorite Idol?
I would say either or, Miss Kelly Clarkson or Miss Carrie Underwood.
And I would say the same. I think, well, I wouldn't say either. I would say that Kelly is my favorite because... Not only was she the first and had whatever, like more against her, not really, whatever.
Okay.
But what was amazing to me and I about Carrie and Kelly is that to me they're the same person. Like, have you not seen them? First of all, have you seen them together?
No, I haven't.
No. Have you seen their faces next to each other?
No.
I wish I had it in front of us. You guys can all see because I'll pull it up for you. But they look like their features are so similar. When Kelly was blonde, she was Carrie. But their voices are even the same. Like,
I don't see it. I don't feel it. I don't know.
I wish I had it in front of me.
No, I've looked at them.
I know,
I've
but
heard
you
can
see them side by side. Like, I swear it's
Hannah Montana. He loves Disney Channel.
I don't even know who the fucking name is. Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy theory.
It's ridiculous. That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Just saying. I don't know.
Whatever. So basically, American Idol 2002, Miss Kelly Clarkson and Carrie are probably the best ones.
The best, absolutely. And the sad thing is, like, okay, American Idol has been such a hit, but beyond those two, the rest of them have been losers. In fact, the most popular ones beyond those two have all been, like, not even runners-up, like, Daughtry and...
I like Daughtry. He's fine.
Right.
He's
like,
okay.
Fifth place. And look, it's fucking Jennifer Hudson won a fucking Oscar.
She's acceptable.
And yet she was, like, also fifth place or something. So, not dogging the show. I mean, obviously they put out good talent, but the winners, it's still relevant. Like, whatever.
Well, but you're still going to watch it? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Simon Cowell's leaving American Idol next year.
I heard that, too.
Because they go focus on X Factor. Really, the British have more than we have?
I think it's run its course. I think it's run its course.
Wait, America? No, they want more. They want more.
They do, but okay. But they're only saving grace is Ellen, I think. Ellen, I think, is going to redeem the show, at least for me, because I honestly was over it.
I think I need to be on that show.
I think we need to be on that
show. Oh my God, it'd be so amazing.
We should do like a commentary, like do a...
Oh, Jesus. Yes, let's do it. That sounds fun.
It could be like a weekly thing. When it comes back on, we'll see how it works.
Okay. All right. Exactly. Cool. I love it.
But Ellen will be interesting. Keep me watching for this next season. Beyond that, I probably won't watch it in 2011.
I'll watch it in 2011. I probably won't either.
Maybe.
Because
if Simon's not there...
If I didn't have such an addiction to porn, I'd be watching more television. But it takes so long to find that perfect shot.
It's like, true, right?
Yeah. Anyway. So, 2003...
Right, moving on.
Blackout in New York City. The only reason why I mention this is because it just shows just how far we've come... How far we've come in regards to technology.
Are you
because,
sure?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just saying.
What are you, Alan, right now? Whoa, what happened? I'm like awkward. Well, no, not so much. Only after like 4 days. I mean, if it's 4 days, then it's like a...
I think it's not so much the days, it's more the time invested.
Time invested?
Like, if you're like...
What's that word? Wait, what's that word? It's called...
Edging,
exactly.
Yeah, like...
Sorry. There's a website called chaosmen.com. It's there's edge videos. It's like the most amazing. It's like these straight guys. Graham, I'm sorry if you're watching this. Just turn this off. You know, she's like, how dare you? She loves watching me do jerk off motions and such. No, she watched Chaos Men. They have these edge videos. They're so good.
That's so fucking hot. No, when they like tie them up and like. So blindfolded? I'm sorry.
No, blindfolding, that's not bondage. That's called, I'm a straight dude getting a blowjob from a gay guy.
No, but those are hot.
They're hot, but don't call them bondage.
A little
bit. It makes us look really sick.
No.
What makes me look sick? I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Please. What's sick about that?
I don't know. Just,
whatever.
I don't like it. But either way. Back to Blackout in New York City.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like a bondage video. So anyway, so Blackout. Basically, what the fascinating thing is, where's my nifty Blackberry? What now, bitches? So basically, there's this whole thing where, I have a text message. Okay, never mind. So anyway, this whole thing where I have a Time magazine. Oh, no, I'm trying to prove a point.
Okay.
Where when the whole, anyway. So all the lights went out in New York City. So then people would walk around with these things, cell phones, and like light their way, right?
Right.
It got me thinking. Okay, one of the biggest threats to national security of the homosexuals in 2010, light switches. Honest, in a gay bar, light switches. I kid you not, I was at a bar recently.
National security.
Are you kidding? I'm devastated when they turn lights on in the gay bar too early. I leave before 1:30 because I don't want to deal with the lights coming on. And trust me, this looks really terrible at 2 a.m. So they turn the lights on. But I'm telling you, if you turn those goddamn lights off, if you want to like hurt somebody, that's what it's like. True Blood, like True Blood, needs to do a whole segment on two gays are to vampires as oh no, gays are to light as vampires. No, wait for it. I'm this is AP English. Gays are to mag lights as vampires are to sunlight. You go into a gay bar with a mag light. Like, I guarantee not even a fucking Kelly Clarkson song will bring those gays back together. Actually, they might. It's like, once you start hearing this, Kelly Clarkson's like, oh, okay, it doesn't matter if you're dripping face. It's like, yeah. I'm telling you.
No, so anyway, it's true, right?
I'm telling you. That's what's so amazing about these things. And text light, the ugliest light in the world. I'm, in 2010, going to create a filter. Shut the fuck up.
Get it right.
2010. I'm going to create a filter where I, because how many times do you go to the bar and then as soon as the guy, oh, let me text somebody, it's like,
oh, God, what's wrong with your face?
Worst light ever.
Oh, God, you look terrible. It's like, don't do it.
I'm telling you. So I'm creating a filter. Don't worry. I hear your cries for help. We're going to be fine. So God bless us, everyone.
Very good.
Next. There was my, whoop, next.
Next
story. I got off my soapbox.
Next story, 2004, moving on, Facebook, started,
Facebook.
The interesting thing about Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, the creator, you may or may not know this, so the origin, this isn't 100% researched, but like, I'm a geek enough that I know kind of the origin of why he started Facebook, was basically as a hookup site. Like he was, was it Stanford or?
Like Adam for Adam?
Exactly.
Okay.
Like Adam for Adam. He went to an Ivy League. I don't know if it was Stanford or Harvard. One of the two, I think. So he started the site, like, for the purposes of hooking up with girls. And it turned into this whole thing where, you know, for the first few years where it was just open to universities, right? Where you can only join the site if you were went to a college. And then just...
Because nothing says I want to eat your pussy like Farmville. God bless you, Mark Zuckerberg.
That's funny.
I didn't even join Facebook until like 2 years ago. The only reason why I hated it was because of that goddamn application bullshit.
Well, no, but that's the thing. It's like the progression, those didn't exist.
I found a lonely clam on my farm. I'm going to share it with you. Eat it.
I can't say
eat my clam.
Eat
my
clam.
You know you can hide that shit, though, right?
I don't try those things. I don't really
try those things. You just click hide next to the post. No more Farmville. It's done. It's gone.
For who? Each individual person?
No, it hides everyone. So, like, okay, if all
no
you guys are...
No way.
If you are over the Farmville shit like we are...
Take your memory.
All right. Nice.
Actually, it works better the other
way. You put in the bottle, right? And then you put your head in... Anyway, so... Farmville... if you have see a Farmville post in your feed, then you just click next to it. There's a little thing that comes up, and you click
okay.
Hide.
Cute.
It hides all of Farmville posts, not just for that person.
That's amazing. I need to start.
But
doing
it, not just Farmville, like any
Mafia Wars, Pigville,
yeah.
Barebackville. No,
or if there's some.
A lot of crazy shit happens on that.
Or if there's just anyone that you're like over their posts, you don't want to defriend them because you kind of want to just be passive aggressive about it and like not be. All in the
I talk shit on that. I incited genocide on Farmville recently. It was pretty good.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I just killed everyone on Farmville.
Oh, you play?
No, I did a post that said Alan incited genocide on Farmville.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember seeing that.
Well, whatever. Eat a dick.
So, gladly. Facebook. Anyway,
yeah, that's interesting. Though. Yeah, I'm fascinated by that.
Slow beginning, but look at the last. What, year or two?
Yeah.
It's taken off like crazy. Like my mom,
it got Barack Obama elected.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, between that and Twitter, huge.
Yeah.
The whole social networking craze is like, I think, okay, my geek out is like, I think it's going to be, we're seeing the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to like see so much more in the next 10 years. The 2010s are going to be huge for social networking. It's a lot to come. Anyway.
Come.
Nope. Always a lot to come. Moving on. Oh, also 2004.
I don't want to talk
okay,
about that.
Okay, I'll talk quickly. Oh, why? Is that so bad?
Gay marriage in Massachusetts.
Gay marriage, that was huge. So, the first state to pass legal gay marriage in Massachusetts.
True.
In 2004. And
are you married?
I'm not.
I'm not married
but
either.
I'll tell you why I'm not married. Because I'll be personal here, like, divulge. I've been with my boyfriend for 8.5, going on 9 years. And... The only reason we didn't get married was because it was legal here in California for all of 6 months, was not wanting to like feel like we had to do it because we were trying to beat the clock. Like, we were doing it because we were trying to get in under the wire because maybe it was going to be shot down.
This bitch just wanted to get all the flowers together. He wanted the whole
thing planned
out.
Yeah,
there's
not enough time. There's not enough time.
It's not even about that. We wouldn't even have, like, some big ceremony or whatever. It's just, like, I don't want to do it because I feel like I have to do it. And they're not, I don't know, whatever. That's a whole other discussion.
I believe you, but I do, I mean, that does make sense.
So, but we've come a long ways because here we are, what, 5 years later, and what is it, six states now, I think, have legal game, although what, some of them, I'm not keeping track, because Maine passed a amendment, fucking, what is it, bill or whatever, that like our proposition maybe, that, like our Prop 8 in California that reversed it. I think Maine did the same, didn't they?
Yeah. No,
what? You're so distracting.
I'm not distracting.
Oh. You're drinking yourself out your wand off.
It's Dumbledore's wand. Oh, Harry, take my wand. Okay, Dumbledore. Oh. Take my wand. Take my wand. Oh.
Disgusting. That's foul. Harry was underage in that episode.
We've come a long way, right?
No, we have come a long way.
Five, 6 years. Anyway, we have a long way to go. Okay, moving on. Whatever. I'm over gay marriage. I'm not over gay marriage. I'm over... talking about it.
Okay.
Drunk, whatever.
You're not drunk.
I'm not.
You're inebriated.
Inebriated.
Sobriety auto.
It's a problem. Oh, remember.
We're fine. Yeah. You're fine. I know. You're much more fun this way.
Oh.
YouTube launched in 2006, right? Launched?
It's true.
No, wait, exactly. And so YouTube is like the most delicious thing in the whole world.
Yes,
I think. My favorite YouTube video of the year.
Do you have one?
I do.
Okay, good. Oh my god, this isn't planned at all.
Not at all.
It's called Jizz. But not the kind of jizz you're used to. It's called J-I-Z. Okay?
As opposed to J-I-Z-Z.
I want to watch a little bit of it. So basically, what it's about, it doesn't even matter. You know, I hope most of you watch Jem. Yeah, I ask little kids all the time, do you know Jem? Shows on Synergy. And she does
Showtime Synergy.
Oh my god, you're so much more gay than I am.
I know that.
Hello.
Okay, so we're going to watch.
Yes, watch it.
Jizz on your bed.
This is so good. Her boyfriend's so cute, too.
Oh, was it awful?
I know, this isn't funny.
No, that's, yeah. When I first saw it, I'm like, this is stupid, dumb. But it gets funnier.
I think any cartoon that says the word pussy is funny. Oh, sorry.
Hey girls, wanna lick my pussy? It tastes really good.
Don't do it. I don't think so.
Just to the rescue.
What the fuck are you trying to do?
This one doesn't lick your pussy.
I was just pussy. Always you lick my pussy. I'm never licks my fucking pussy. Okay? Now if I catch you licking anybody else's pussy,
I'll kill you. Jizz.
Amazing.
It's the funniest thing. It's pretty funny. No, and there's like many more segments.
Yeah. It's
and
another,
seriously, check it out. It's hysterical. It's like one of the best videos I've ever seen.
And there's several of them, right?
The Jizz sequel is a little more like real dirty. It's like real dirty.
Okay.
Bitch says, "Just I'm going to get a fucking abortion." She's like, "I will fucking put my finger in your pussy and kill that baby." Abortion's not funny.
Not at all.
But when Jizz says it, it's really funny.
Okay, so my favorite video of this year, not funny at all, actually. It's called Did You Know? There's a whole series of them. They're all, like, just statistical, informative, like, you know.
Geeky bullshit.
Very geeky, but very, like, interesting geeky stuff. Like, even if you're a geek, you're interested. Shut up.
No, I'm breathing my own breath, because if you breathe their breath, you get drunker.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, anyway, so we're going to watch just a minute of it. This is actually in the middle of the video, so watch the whole thing on your own, if you so choose, but... Exponential times, yeah. Living on.
I love exponents.
Me too.
Google! BG.
Nothing. Anyway, craziness, right? Like, just, sorry, I won't geek out on it.
No, it is fascinating.
It's just, like, very fascinating.
The whole past 10 years is nothing but putting things in perspective.
It's just amazing. Like, imagine where we're going to be in 2020, like, we're having this discussion and how far we're going to come. And, like, we're going to look back at this, like, how primitive we were in 20...
I don't plan on being alive in 10
years.
Shut
up.
I don't.
You're
going to
be...
I do not plan on living past 30...
Because that's so old.
Kind of.
Oh, shut up.
I want to be 30 and flirty and thriving.
You know what? Do you not find 40-year-old... 50... Well, maybe not 50. But 40-something-year-olds hot still?
No.
God, whatever.
No. Youth is hot.
I so don't
whatever.
Subscribe to that. You're going to change after you turn 30.
Bullshit.
No. Talk to me in 3 years? What are you trying to say?
Whatever. What happened in 2008? So YouTube was 2006. 2008 was a pregnant man... And, yeah, pregnant man was not really a pregnant man. We all know that.
I have something to say about that, but I think I'll reserve.
Pregnant man is a woman who's a grew facial hair. My grandma has facial hair, just a little bit. And so she's not, no one's considered her to be a pregnant man when she was pregnant with my mom.
Truth? He was a transgendered man.
Are you talking about my grandma?
No, right.
Fuck you.
The pregnant man was transgendered. That's much different. Like, don't belittle it.
Like, I know. I'm not belittling.
I'm not
even
making a joke.
I'm not making a joke either.
No,
it's not even. But it's not a pregnant man. It's a pregnant man. So put the quotes around it. It's a
fair enough.
Okay,
but it's all relative. Like, I guess because that's sensitive. Like transgender community is like it's part of our gay, GLBT community.
DL Hughley.
You know what?
Anyway, no, I agree. God bless you, pregnant man.
Like, good for him. Like, the only thing I would say about the whole thing is that I feel like they did kind of, like, eat up the publicity a little bit too much. Like, but whatever.
Eat it up. Right? So 2008, did Sex and the City come out in that movie?
That was the year.
Exactly. And by the way, for the record, last week's segment on Sex and the City, with the one that Jake so thoroughly enjoyed, is actually, my rumors, I watched the trailer. It's actually pretty good. It looks pretty good.
So
I mean,
it gave me chills.
It gave me chills. It looks really. I don't know about that. All I see is it looks really good. So
yeah.
For the record,
can't wait.
I can eat it.
I suppose I should watch the first one first.
Uh huh. In 2008, Michael Phelps did the unbelievable. Smoked marijuana in 2009.
Wait.
Oh, maybe it was 2008. Yeah, he did that. Either way, but regardless of how many gold medals you have around your neck.
And how hot your body is.
It does not mean that I'm wrap my lips around your dick.
When you have that busted.
Oh, God. That was,
right?
Yeah, that's all I
got
to say.
Like, he's
really,
got a killer body, and you're fucking some Olympic superstar.
I'm really big. You can be fat, and you can be balding, but if you got a busted grill, I can't fuck you.
No, it's true. I agree. I'm like,
sorry.
And I'd rather be like with someone that was cute and maybe not got a killer. Like, maybe it's kind of
pussy. Not got.
Not
got.
Got.
All right, that works.
But, right, then someone that's, like, got a killer body and, like,
you're
is,
right.
Now, from here up is very important. That's, like...
Well, it's up here up and then from
here
down.
Right. True. And then what? And then 2009? I don't know. This year kind of seems like... This year kind of seems like it was just... Not a lot.
Nothing really happened.
Like, obviously, there was significant...
Celebrity
like, Michael Jackson. Yeah, there was, like, dozens of celebrities... Died.
In the month of Brittany Murphy. I love you,
oh,
girl.
That was sad. That was recent. So
miss you.
There was something I just read some headline about her husband. Like, I think there might be some scandal. I didn't read the article, but there was something about her husband maybe having some kind of scandal going on. I don't know. Anyway. 2009. Yeah.
I never trusted him at all.
Her husband?
Do you have any 2010 goals?
I've yet to, this has been on my list of things to do to make my list of resolutions, because I had some last year, and I actually did some of the more important ones, this being one of them,
yeah,
the podcast. I think, yeah, not anything significant, hugely, yet.
I have a feeling.
I'm
going to have sex with a woman in 2010.
Really? Why?
I want to try.
Because you never have.
I've been jerking off to straight porn lately, and I'm actually coming. It's unreal.
Because you're looking at the guy, that's me in ninth grade.
I have jerked off watching a girl masturbate herself. I like it. I'm going to try it. So in 2010, I'm going to make love to a woman.
As long as you promise me that you, like, you warn the girl. Like, it's like, you do
it. It's not a matter. The girl's going to know. She's going to know I'm a homo, really.
But girls have our emotional base.
They are. I'm emotional. I'm practically a homo.
Whatever.
Gays are practically straight
women.
Yes, we are.
Basically.
Basically, exactly. Shut the fuck up. That's one goal. My second goal is to get a tan. I'm going to get a little bit more dark on my skin.
You're going to need the summer. Does no. it come and go?
No. Or I'm going to invest in really great makeup. Or a makeup stylist on the show.
Oh, we'll do that.
I need dust.
Right? We have a little bit. He needs to start coming.
It's so true.
Because he was going to come like a month ago. Never came.
I know, exactly. Anyway. We're going to get him to come.
Yeah.
So those are two. So stay tuned for Alan making love in 2010 and for me getting tan in 2010.
Sounds good.
You don't have anything?
And this podcast, I guess. I mean, this is probably my biggest thing for 2010.
Yep.
2010, get it right.
I'm sorry, I can't say it.
I think that, I mean, I still have my list. So, to be determined, to be deep, but I think that my biggest goal is going to be making this whole podcast and hopefully more
yeah,
success.
Totally.
So, yeah, wishing you guys all an amazing 2010. Hope you guys have a great holiday season.
Wear condoms.
Yeah, be safe. Couple things. Shit. Oh, if you have emails to send us with either
stories yes,
or comments or suggestions, constructive ones would be great, or nude pictures or whatever.
Or t-shirts. Send me a t-shirt.
T-shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's an email. You can't. But,
no. Well, you send me a t-shirt through an email. All
right. So
take a picture of a t-shirt and send it to me.
Okay. So at bands@bagnation.com. And if you want to, what's the other one? Oh, and please subscribe to us on iTunes if you haven't already. The URL should be coming up. And
in 2010, it's only going to get better.
It's going to get better.
We're going to come to you live from the Olympics in February.
We have so much to come.
Live.
You have to underpromise and overdeliver.
That's not over delivering.
No, you're over promising.
Oh. That's not
we're not going to come to you live in Olympics.
No, we're not going to go to the Olympics, but we're going to come to you sort of live.
Quite possibly. So, a lot to come. Please stay with us. You know, we're growing. Love us. We love you. And give us feedback. We want feedback, right?
We do. I love feedback.
We want feedback.
Like Janet Jackson said. So,
right.
To leave you at this very end segment, yes, we have this amazing video of montage of the top music of 2009.
DJ, fucking, what was his name?
DJ Sharam. My name is Sharam.
No. Something ear.
Eardrum. DJ Eardrum.
Anyway, whatever it is. I'll show it up here. Whatever. DJ something, ear something. Earworm is what
Earworm.
It is.
Earworm. He told you.
He does, I didn't hear it.
Oh. I didn't tell you, actually.
Apparently he does this like every year. A whole like, mashup of all the top hits, the number one hits from the year. And there's a video, he puts a video together with it too. It's amazing. So, stick around, watch that, and we'll see you
in 2010.
2010.
2010. All right. 2010.
See you guys.
Love you.
I know you want pop. You want damn. You want rock and roll.
You want it.
This year's remix
got symphonic.
So I got pop. I got damn. I got
rocking electronic.
Beats. I got
your pop music.
What the future flow.
So come on, rip. Even if the sky is falling down.
Blame it on the pop, blame it on the damn, blame it on the goddamn rock, blame it on the feeling.
got the beat. We got the rock electronic heartbeat. We got the new pop beat with the future flow.
People in the place.
Got a feeling that I never really had. That tonight's gonna be